Tyler Shields is an exciting young photographer, director, and writer from Los Angeles, whose work is humorous, super sexy, thought-provoking, and often contains a biting critique on today's culture of branding and consumerism. Shields recently gathered a lot of attention online with his video Silver Shadow, in which he destroys a vintage Rolls-Royce. As part of the biennial Photo Focus celebration, Shields will be exhibiting a collection of works entitled Provocateur at the Miller Gallery on Hyde Park Square. I met up with Tyler at the 21C Museum Hotel to discuss the exhibit. Well, Tyler, thanks for joining me on Local Exposure.
Oh, welcome. Thank you for having me.
I guess a good place to start would be, how did you get interested in photography in the first place?
It's an interesting thing. So I started directing music videos, and at the time I had a girlfriend who cheated on me with a photographer. And so I took all of her stuff, I threw it out, and then I ended up taking a picture of the quasi-empty closet that remained. And then that picture ended up getting bought by Magic, which was the world's largest fashion trade show at the time, for their ad campaigns. And then people just started asking me to photograph them after that, and it just kind of escalated.
Are you a native to Los Angeles?
No, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida originally, but I traveled all over the world when I was a kid. And the first time I went to California, I was 12, and I was like, "This is where I need to. That's where I need to live." It was amazing.
And this is your third time exhibiting in Cincinnati. What keeps bringing you back?
You know, it's interesting. I've made some really amazing friends here now. And we went and shot yesterday. We went to the Ohio bookstore, and we went and shot in there. And, you know, we went around Indian Hill and a few other places like that. You just can't get what you can get here on the West Coast. It's just a completely different place to shoot. Like, the people are very different, the dynamics very different, and then also there's really great art collectors here. You know, I've got some great people who are collecting my work, and it's fun to like debut stuff here and see what people buy and what they like. And a lot of people come from other places. So when we have the shows, like, you know, kids will come from Texas or Oklahoma or, you know, Arkansas or wherever, to come and see it, which is exciting.
The current exhibit that you're showing at the Miller Gallery is called Provocateur. What is the idea behind that?
Provocateur is kind of a mixture of almost like a pseudo 50s, 60s vibe. So you've got, you know, everything from you know, little kids with candy cigarettes, all the way up to these really kind of sexualized ballerinas. Like, there's kind of this whole spectrum of it, all the way to blowing up a Rolls Royce. So I don't know, it's weird. It kind of covers a lot, but the idea behind it is just being provocative and doing things that some people may be afraid of.
I see a strong sense of influence from pop culture, particularly Andy Warhol and Robert Rauschenberg and that kind of stuff in your work. Is that pretty forefront in your mind when you're making these works?
You know, I don't think about anybody else when I'm making anything. I didn't know anything about photography. I didn't know anything about art until I was already making a living at it. And then I remember somebody was like, "Oh, this reminds me of Warhol," or "This reminds me of this." And I was like, "Oh, maybe I should look these people up." This is many years ago. Obviously now, you know who they are. But yeah, I don't really look at a lot of other people's work, and I try to just do what I want to do. But the Warhol thing is interesting because I get compared to Warhol a lot, and I think that more comes from the way that the press covers things and the way that, you know, some of my things will make headlines, which he was very, very good at.
Well, I think it's just the very iconic product placement that you have in a lot of your works. And there's a very overt, I think, comment that you make in your works about our consumer culture.
Yeah, that was, you know, that was part of the whole thing we did with the Rolls Royce and with the Birkin and with all that stuff is, it's always interesting to me because I see so many people who are bound by their possessions. And it's this mentality of the things you own end up owning you. You know, you see people like they define themselves by the car they have or by the bag they have or by all these things. But, I mean, reality, like, it doesn't matter. If you're a good person, you're a good person. It doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or what kind of bag you have. But society now has become such a branded culture. So everything is about brands. And that was why I wanted to do, like, the Prada popcorn and the Hermes cola and all that stuff, because I think that's where we're heading. I saw yesterday Louis Vuitton is doing a punching bag now. It's probably like a $10,000 punching bag.
You cut your knuckles on the diamonds that encrust it. And speaking of which, you have an image of Louis Vuitton champagne, yeah, in which the person is just grossly consuming it, just guzzling it down.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, it's weird for me because people are very obsessed with celebrity, and I think they glamorize them in such a fantastical way. So they see them almost as these Disney princesses. I've seen them, you know, I've seen them go to the bathroom. I've seen them cry. I've seen them try to kill themselves. I've seen the dark side of it. And it's not, you know, it's yes, as yes, some of them are very glamorous, and some of them are, of course, but some of them, it's an act. The whole thing's an act. You know, the PR's an act. They're just, some of them are gross. And that's fine. Some of them are just normal people. They like to get dirty and they like to get in the muck.
I was going to ask you, because you do incorporate some celebrities in your work. How do you reach out to these notable people and get them connected to your work?
Yeah, so I don't reach out to really anybody. Most of them, the way it works for me is, like, I have friends who are actors and whatnot, and they'll do a movie with somebody, and they'll say, oh, I really want to shoot with Tyler. And then that person will bring them over, and, you know, for instance, like, I became friends with Juno Temple a long time ago, and we were shooting, and then Emma Roberts came over, and then Emma Roberts and I have now been friends for probably 8 years, and I've probably shot 20 people, you know, where Emma brings them over and then we shoot. And then, you know, it's a weird kind of way of working, but it's fun.
Some of your works put rather young people in rather adult situations. I don't mean sexual, but like you said, images of smoking and drinking. It's a juxtaposition of these adult and child roles. Is there a comment about the sexualization or adultification of youth in today's culture?
Yeah, I mean, to be very blunt about it, when I grew up, most of the kids that I knew, and I'm not far off, you know, I'm only 32. So 10 years ago, 15 years ago, kids would lose their virginity at 17, 18, 19, even 20. Now it's 12, 13. You know, kids now are into brands and they're into, you know, they've got their first boyfriend when they're 10 and they're doing all these things. Like, they're doing drugs, and especially in LA, like, I know kids who went to rehab when they were 13. And that's part of the idea of showing that is, like, as we get more into this branded culture, more of these kids are discovering things via the internet at 8, 9, 10 years old. And everything is happening so much earlier to people.
You made mention of the ballerinas, yeah, and you have these ballerinas in very urban, gritty, dirty scenes, and most of them are smoking.
Yeah.
So there's this, again, the juxtaposition of what you expect.
Yeah, so I was probably 13 or 14, and I was walking in New York, and I was walking by, I imagine it was Juilliard. I don't know where I really was at that time. And I saw probably like 10 ballerinas outside all smoking. And I wasn't a photographer at that time, but I was just like, that's amazing. Like, it's so weird. You know what I mean? It's just not something that you would imagine. You see them on stage and they're perfect. And so I always had that image in my head. And I just, you know, as I've known ballerinas and, you know, it's the same thing. Like, they're these perfect, glamorous little swans that fly around on stage, and then you go backstage, and they're surviving on cigarettes and wine, you know? And I wanted to capture that. And while I'm here, I'm going to actually shoot some of the girls from the Cincinnati Ballet Company, and we're going to do like a really interesting kind of different thing. So I've got some of the kids and then some of the older girls, and we'll see what happens with that.
Let's talk about the destruction of brands and your very overt doing of that in the explosion of a vintage Rolls Royce. How did that project come to be?
Well, when I started doing the Provocateur series, I was like, oh, you know, I want to get something that's kind of a thread throughout, so I'll shoot different people with it. And I always wanted a Rolls Royce when I was a kid. So, you know, everybody wanted like the red Ferrari or whatever, and those are great, but I just always wanted a big Rolls Royce when I was a kid. And so I was like, you know, it'd be interesting if we got the Rolls Royce, put it in the series, and then I was like, and then at the end we'll blow it up. But I didn't tell anybody that. So my friends who, you know, people who know me, they're like, you bought a Rolls Royce? What is wrong with you? Like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's amazing. I love it. And I kept it for probably like 8 months. And so I just drive around. But I think when a lot of people buy vintage Rolls Royces or any vintage car, they're very precious with them. Not me. I was driving this thing through fields. I was doing donuts in it. I took it off-roading because I knew I was going to blow it up. Mm-hmm. So my friends then thought I was crazy for getting it. Then they thought I was even more crazy for the way I was driving it. You know, I mean, I was driving it over stuff. Like, I just didn't care. And then I didn't tell anyone that we were going to blow it up. And so we went and we blew it up. And I let almost all of my friends see it for the first time on the news. And then they were just like, what the f*** are you doing? Like, are you insane? Because, you know, normally, like, a lot of my friends are included and they know kind of what's going on. And this one I wanted to keep it very, very close to the chest. And the response was perfect. And then they were like, I get it now. Now I get it. So it was good. It was a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Well, the opening is this Friday at the Miller Gallery. I appreciate your time. Thanks for meeting with me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Provocateur by Tyler Shields runs October 24th through November 8th at the Miller Gallery on Hyde Park Square. There will be an artist reception at the gallery on Friday, October 24th at 7 p.m. You can find more information about Tyler Shields and samples of his photographs at wvxu.org/LX. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.